This is Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com, and honey, I'm here to tell you that a large penis is not always a big deal. Back to Mr. Thimble and his large penis assumption. I have a few things to say about this. First, if we're going to say that men's penises fall into various categories, we're going to need more than two or three. I mean, let's say you grow cucumbers. You know they end up in all sizes. Different sizes serve different purposes. They have varying numbers of seeds in them. Different sizes of seeds in them. They can taste different. They can look very different from ugly to a perfect specimen. I think you get the picture. Then, if we're going to say men have different energies, we'll need multiple categories for that as well, as penis power can range from something as minimal as the amount of energy a Christmas tree bulb takes to the incredible amount generated by a major nuclear reactor. Sure, some men can be said to have natural strength in their penises, but let's not forget other natural strengths that would include, and no, not in specifically sexual ways, body parts such as the hands, mouth, feet, brain, and or various personality, intellectual, social traits, and more. Let me now be very, very clear. A penis is only one part of the equation, and it means different things to different women. I firmly believe that you've got to have something to back it up. Now, as for me and my opinions, my questions on penises are along these lines. So, you say your penis is large in your own assessment. Well, good for you. So, what can you do with it? Anything? What do you and your penis know about a woman's anatomy? Do you and your penis even know what women think about penises? Are you and your penis friendly guys, or are you nothing more than a duo of dicks? Are all of your brains in your dick, or can you actually think about and verbalize what you might do with your dick? Important note to remember, a large penis is most definitely not always satisfying or pleasing, and a man sporting a large penis does not always know what to do with it, nor does it mean he has one iota of stamina. Big dicks are not arbitrarily deserving of the adoration of women. Men, know that there are trade-offs with dick size, as with everything else in life. I mean, I, as opposed to being presented with a large penis that's a dud, would rather have a cock that is on the high end of average, above average in diameter, very well versed in the female anatomy, chock full of stamina, attached to a man who is genuinely nice, but not a well-worn doormat. And furthermore, the dick owner in question must have something to offer inside and outside of the bedroom. Possess manners and couth, be authentic, make an effort to communicate, and doesn't get his panties in a snit when I can't read his mind. Knows how to be creative in multiple ways, and has a brain and is not afraid to use it. Now let me take a moment to clarify, because I know that anything in that description that doesn't have directly to do with the dick will give some men a reason to pause for a moment and scratch their heads. No, men, just because a woman wants you to have something to offer outside of the bedroom doesn't mean she wants to keep you, doesn't mean she wants a relationship. It doesn't mean it's about anything more than the sexual. So now, if a so-called large dick is lacking in traits like those I have just described, if they're not there, I'll pass, thank you. Just plug my wand of wonders into the outlet before you hit the door. And that is how I feel about Dick's Oz and what it takes for me to feel that a man has strength and power residing in his penis. Are you suffering from cock confusion? Do you feel in the dark as to what women really think about dick size and what it is that makes a cock truly desirable? Call me, Mistress Emma Jane, at 800-601-6975. And be sure you bring all of your questions about women, penis size, and what it really takes for a penis to be strong, powerful, energetic, and desirable.